Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 now and 31 degrees. President Trump will meet with Democrat congressional leaders today in the hopes of avoiding a government shutdown before the holidays.
The showdown between President Trump and congressional Democrats is over Homeland Security funding. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham told Fox's Maria Bartiromo President Trump should fight for every border security dollar.
I'd want the whole $5 billion because the caravan is a game changer. 1.6 is available to the president. He wants five.
Ahead of a White House meeting with President Trump and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer, House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi said the president should let Congress work it out.
You heard me say it over and over. Left to their own devices, the appropriators can come to a good conclusion and then have a CR only for Homeland Security as we go forward.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Some residents have voiced their unhappiness with the Wichita City Council's plan to tear down the Mead Building at Douglas and Emporia, replacing it with a new building. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
The reality is the Mead Building itself was not on the historical registry. It was just in with a group of buildings that were on the historical registry. And, I get it. Every vote we make, someone's unhappy.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
Three carnival workers have been charged with capital murder in the fatal shooting of a couple whose bodies were found in Arkansas days after they disappeared from a fair in Kansas.
The Kansas Attorney General says 52-year-old Kimberly Younger of McIntosh, Florida, 54-year-old Michael Fowler Jr. of Sarasota, Florida, and 35-year-old Rusty Frazier of Aransas Pass, Texas, are jailed on $1 million bond in Arkansas while awaiting extradition to Kansas. Two others are charged with obstructing apprehension. The charges stem from the deaths of Alfred Sonny Carpenter and Pauline Carpenter. The Wichita couple was killed in July at the Martin County Fair. Their bodies were later found buried in shallow graves next to a creek bed outside the small community of Natural Dam, Arkansas, in the Ozark National Forest. Steve Boyer, KNSS News.
The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office is lowering the age limit for applicants to become detention deputies. The department says to expand the pool of eligible applicants, the age limit has been lowered to 18. The previous cutoff age was 19.
A middle school teacher in Ohio reverses a ban on certain hairdos at a concert following a social media backlash.
Stephen Reeves apologized for instructing students to not have mohawks, large afros, or any other outlandish hairstyles at an upcoming chorus concert. The vocal music teacher changing his tune after critics said the instructions targeted black students. Reeves, who is black, saying in a letter Monday that his wording and expectations were insensitive and a mistake. Reeves issued revised guidelines for the performance specifying what clothes the students need to wear, but he made no mention of hairstyles, simply saying students are encouraged to look their best. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Investigators are looking into a weekend attack on a DJ, which some believe was racially motivated.
Police in Washington State are getting help from the FBI as they investigate an attack on a black DJ by several suspected white supremacists. The Snohomish County Sheriff's Office says seven men and one woman were jailed. They're facing several charges, including assault and hate crimes for the weekend attack. Investigators say the group tried to take over the DJ's equipment, then beat him while shouting racial slurs. Court papers say the group is linked to the Aryan Brotherhood, and several had traveled from other parts of the country to commemorate the 14th anniversary of a white supremacist leader's death. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. It's been a much colder than average fall, but today, finally, we see our temperature jump up a bit. It will be breezy throughout the afternoon with high clouds moving in, or high 57. Partly cloudy, 29 tonight. Tomorrow is going to be sunny with a high 53, and our next chance of rain arriving late Wednesday night into Thursday with a high 42. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now a partly cloudy sky. 31 degrees. We have a south wind at 12 miles per hour. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. When firefighters went to put out a blaze at a home in Conroe, Texas, They had more than just flames and smoke to deal with. They also had to wrap their heads around the fact that the home had more than 100 snakes found in a second-floor bedroom.
Snakes in a home.
Yep. Authorities say the bedroom had different kinds of snakes, including pythons and boa constrictors.
Whoa. These aren't garter snakes.
As well as a whole bunch of lizards.
Oh, my gosh.
And lizards running around, too. Firefighters got most of the snakes out alive, though authorities say a couple of lizards did pass.
I'm sure it smelled good in there.
It's believed a Christmas tree sparked the blaze.
Uh-oh.
And so you had snakes in the second floor bedroom.
Could have used them like garland.
You know, I've really never discussed that with my brother Jerry, who spent many, many years as a fire department. But, you know, we should probably call him out and see if some of the different things they've run into, that he ran into over the years.
Oh, I'm sure he's got a nice list.
He never talks about that. Maybe he's sworn to secrecy by the fire chief, Tammy Snow. All ex-firefighters cannot talk about their calls. It could be an ethical thing going on there. This is a tragedy, another tragedy. A couple facing charges after authorities say a 3-year-old shot an 8-month-old girl in the face while the couple was in a motel shower. Police say Cheyenne Nelson and Tyrell Bitsilly were at a motel Saturday in Gallup, New Mexico, when Nelson's child found a gun and accidentally fired, hitting the baby. According to a criminal complaint, the 18-year-old Nelson says she didn't know a gun was in the room, and it may have been left there by a prior occupant. A witness told police he saw the 21-year-old Bitsilly wipe the gun off after the shooting. The baby was taken to a hospital, her current condition unknown. Nelson and Bitsilly are facing child abuse charges. This is like, do we have one like this just last week, Jad, just a few days ago? A toddler shooting another toddler, and the dad or the mom's a boyfriend. Oh, I didn't know there was a gun there. The irresponsibility. I mean, those two people. Of course, if you take them, you just throw her in jail. The kids don't have a mom, you know. So maybe the guy, he's probably the owner of the gun. You just throw him in for about 25 years. Let him think it over. Again, a child getting hold of a gun. 6:36 now. Steve and Ted. Well, Ted, good to have you back here and bring you back at a time when we got a slight controversy going on. And we kind of revised attention in the golf courses with that offer being turned down yesterday, as you've heard in our news this morning, for a buyer for the McDonald golf course. And we talked to, of course, the mayor mentioned it briefly yesterday, Mayor Longwell on Mondays with the Mayor, and the fact that, you know, we got to figure out if people want to use these golf courses anymore. I guess there's a demographic thing here that younger people don't play golf. I guess they have too much time playing golf on their videos games, and they don't get out and exercise and do that. And he's told me that's one of the problems. Golf is not as popular as it used to be.
Definitely a factor. It's very time consuming, and it's fairly expensive.
It does. And I've got many of my friends, guys that I grew up with, and women. I know I got a couple of women classmates who are pretty doggone good golfers, but not me. I've never been. Maybe miniature golf. That's about as far as I go. But it's something we've got to think about, and how are we going to maintain the courses and not lose a lot of money and maybe attract some younger people.
It's certainly a huge factor.
Well, here's an idea. You take Steve out to McDonald Golf Course or one of the city golf courses, and you make a show out of it. Steve's very first golf round.
That'd be fun.
And hilarious, I imagine.
It would be a lot of fun. Now, you might find out I know more than you think I know, because I have swung a golf club before and hit golf balls, but, you know, I just never got into the game. Again, it's very time-consuming, isn't it?
But ever since the recession and Boeing leaving, which basically, 12,000 adult, many of those
adults,
males right in that golf demographic left town, and golf participation went right down the pipe in this town.
And now we're looking to get younger people in here for these jobs, I guess.
But is golf on their priority list? You never hear that mentioned.
Well, maybe we just give them all video games when they come to town. How's that?
So.
All right, 6:39 now, Steve and Ted. It's time for our...
Echo Hills is gone, and they still talk about Clap shutting down at some point.
Yeah.
Wichita State's golf course is gone.
It's now a
campus. This is a trend we've really seen happening in the last 15 to 20 years, and I don't see the arrow pointing the other way yet.
All right. 6:39 now, Steve and Ted. It's time for our KNSS Commodities Update now with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The feeder cattle closed positive and the live cattle negative. Of mixed trading. The five area feed yards sold 106,000 head of cattle at an average steer price of 118.11. Kansas average was 118.97. The lean hog futures traded two-sided with daily highs within striking distance of their highs here in the last 30 days. Most of the close was on the negative side for the lean hogs yesterday. On the close, Fed live cattle 32 lower at 121.20. In feeders, up 65 at 145.02, and Fed lean hogs $1.05 lower at 66.82. Now, most of the wheat, corn, and soybean contracts had inside trading sessions Monday as they traded mostly negative and closed negative. Despite the corn and soybean export sales announcements and respectable weekly export sales yesterday, we saw the close on the negative side. Everyone is waiting for some concrete news they can trade on actual trade deals between the U.S. and China. At the moment, March KC wheat's up 0.75 at 5.11. March corn up 0.25 at 3.84 1/4. Jan beans up 3.75 at 9.13 1/2. January crude oil 50 cents higher at 51.51. Feb gold up $3.10 at 1,252.50. The December S&P 23.5 points higher at 26.66 1/2. December dollar index 29 cents lower at 96.89. And December Dow Jones futures on the rise, 232 points higher at 24,722. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOP.
So, Tom, are you a golfer then?
No.
Never have been.
A few times.
Yeah.
It wasn't enjoyable. I don't even enjoy watching a game. I just find it so odd that, you know, you've got to be quiet while somebody's putting or while somebody's teeing off, you know. In football, basketball, baseball, the fans are cheering. You've got to play through that kind of stuff. And in golf, it's like, you know, they got to have everything just perfect.
Well, just asking you to be quiet for a while would be a challenge.
I've heard that before, too.
Yeah, I tell you what, you like to bump those gums. There's no doubt about it. I was thinking about golf this morning, and Jad has just challenged me to go out to a public course and do some sort of a show about it.
I tell you what, I think that's a great idea. I'll come along, I'll bring my shotgun, and when you tee off, I'll see if I can shoot the ball out of the air.
That would be fun, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Well, I'd then get a crowd.
Yeah. Why was
literally a shotgun start.
That's exactly right, Ted.
I worked for a non-broadcasting corporation one time, and then all those guys, wherever they went, their salespeople around the country, they took their sticks with them. And they said, you know, all the deals are made on golf courses, all the big deals.
And years ago, that was the way it was. And I'll tell you something else. Patty and I were just talking about this the other day, how things have changed so much, because Patty was in banking for quite a while there. And in banking, you know, they had what they called banker's hours. You know, open banks at 9 in the morning, close at 3 in the afternoon.
Right.
My business was that way, too. The markets used to open like at 9, close by 1 or 2 o'clock. And after that, everybody's on the golf course.
Okay. So you're working more hours, huh?
A lot more.
Yeah, I'll bet you're getting less done, knowing you, though.
That's exactly right.
All right. Thank you, Tom. The KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Loeffler here with Steve and Ted. 6:43 now on the way. Don Grant, CFP, The Money Tracker with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.